Welcome to The Nest, our little mini episodes of Best to the Nest, where I, Elizabeth Reese, along with my wonderful co-host, what is your name?
Marjorie Punnett.
Where we talk about things that are making our nest maybe more beautiful, more delicious, more wonderful, more fabulous, more fun. All the things that we're bringing into our home that we find add some value and we think that you might love too. Okay, so what's happening this week, Marjorie? We were talking about mornings and chaos and trying to avoid chaos on Best to the Nest this week.
Yeah, that part of keeping the nest in order is to try and do things with intention. And I think keeping the nest in order is all about finding peace and finding sometimes when things are crazy, of finding the things that just singularly make you feel better.
Ooh, great.
Now, that might sound a little selfish, but I think I had this thing. So I wanted to share with you. So when the kids are little, I raised a house of boys. I had older sisters. So I have three sisters. So I grew up in a house of girls, very female focused. And so it was sort of a weird joke on me when I had two boys. They're 2 years apart. And so when things would get a little crazy or I would feel stressed because of work and everything that was going on, I raised our children in Minnesota. I don't know if I've ever told you this, Elizabeth. I would often go to a store called Saks Off Fifth.
Oh, I love Saks Off Fifth. It's closed now in the Twin Cities.
But I think reopened.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're right.
It reopened in downtown. But when I used to go there, it was in the old Saks Fifth Avenue building.
Yeah.
So it was kind of an outlet-y kind of feel housed within this beautiful old school department store. And I used to go up to the top floor. I think it was the sixth floor. And so, mind you, this was my stress reliever from being in a house of boys and men, but at the time, boys. And I would just go and try on the pretty gowns.
No way.
All by myself.
Seriously?
Seriously. It was so fun.
That's really nice.
So I would just go and I would just, and they would have beautiful, beautiful dresses. And it was in those days, they had like, I would buy some of them, obviously, but they would have like $800 dresses marked down to like $69.
Oh, well, that's the way to do it.
I mean, it was just, but sometimes I would just go just to spend, 2 hours trying on dresses. So I would go through everything on that floor, on that top. That's where like the mega, mega, mega sales stuff was. And I would literally go through everything that was on that floor. I would have a pile of just beautiful, ridiculously beautiful dresses and gowns and pants and skirts and shirts and the whole deal. And I would probably be gone from the house about 5 or 6 hours. It was fantastic. But it was kind of how I felt. Like I was reclaiming myself because I love pretty things. I just love pretty things. And so just to be able to touch the beautiful fabrics and to see the beautiful dresses, and it was a day game changer for me.
Oh, that's so good.
So that's how I would bring my calm, peaceful self back to the nest.
I like that. You know, when it comes to finding some peace and finding some calm, and a lot of that peace, I do think, I love that you brought that up, goes back to connecting with the person that you were before you had kids, because that is a person that is still there and is still part of you. But it is really easy to get so disconnected from that.
Yeah.
And, I take a day off. I use a vacation day. Probably I try to do it like 3 to 4 times a year where I take the day off and I send my kids to childcare and I have the day at home by myself.
Oh.
Because for me, the most peaceful thing is to be in my home alone because I feel like I can putter around. My mom's an interior designer and so she's always like arranging accessories. And so all of us kind of have that love.
Right.
So I like to just like rearrange a bookcase or just like re-accessorize like an end table and just putter around my house with like a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and just do whatever. And the first time I did it, I remember feeling kind of like guilty and bad and like, I don't know if I should do this.
Oh,
and my husband said,
if you weren't at work, you should be with the kids.
Well, I should be with the kids. And
right.
My husband said, you should do this as often as you can. You need to do this. Like, if you can do this, however many days you can do this, you should do this. Because I think he really noticed just how much more grounded and good I felt. I remember one time sharing that on social media that I did that. And I got a couple of comments from women who said, if I ever had a date off, I considered it bonus time with my babies. And I thought, girls.
So a little shaming was going on.
Mommy shaming. It's out there. And I thought. I wrote back.
No.
I'm glad that worked for you. And then I blocked that person from my Instagram. Because I just don't have the space for that, you know? And
Elizabeth,
I get it.
I'm glad that worked for you.
Yeah.
Guess what? You don't work for me.
You don't work for me. You're blocked. You're done. But it really helps.
Say that to somebody. That's
I know.
So
why say
me.
That? But also, you've got to just find those things that bring you back to that person that you were and that just that space. And for some women, it's like, okay, I'm going to go to the spa. For you, it's going to try on dresses. For me, it's being at home alone without anyone there.
No, you know what? I get that because I think sometimes when you're home and everybody else is home, it automatically means sort of that you're sort of in service.
And you're taking care of everybody, yeah.
I mean that in the best kind of way. And so for everybody to be gone, I totally get that. I wish I had done that more.
See?
It's kind of cool.
Take a vacation day. If you can spare a vacay day.
Yeah.
And you can, I'm not going on as many trips as I used to, you know? So I can spare a vacay day and then
right.
have it to myself. It's pretty good. So that's what's making the nest the best.
And here's what I want everybody to think about, too. Think of the two things we just said that sort of brought ourselves back to ourselves, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They were both free.
Right.
It doesn't cost anything.
Right.
Again, it just goes back to understanding that you need it and then taking it.
I'm right there with you, sister.
Yeah.
All right, until next week.
Until next week.
Cozy up, man. It's cold here.
It's warm here.
Goodbye.
Bye.